Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is asked to Jesus from his disciples a question. And the question is, what will the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And all of chapter Matthew 24 gives the answer from Jesus to his disciples on that question. Let's go down to Matthew 24 and verse 12. And let's read this. This is an interesting scripture. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. So what does this scripture mean to you? What is lawlessness and the love that Jesus talks about here? Today I'd like to have us take a closer look at this passage. And I have titled this sermonette, The Power of Love. Now, Webster's Dictionary defines lawlessness as this: without law, not obeying the law, disorderly. So can you think of any examples of lawlessness recently in our own area? Well, how about a few years ago when the WTO came to Seattle? That is the World Trade Organization. Many of the demonstrators were very unruly, disorderly. Many of the downtown office buildings, windows were broken in the retail core. There was chaos, confusion, a prime example of lawlessness. But is this what Jesus is talking about here when he speaks about lawlessness? Actually, Jesus is talking about a higher authority of law than man's law. He's talking about the laws given by God. And God's word, the Bible, defines lawlessness. Now, I know we've gone through this a lot of times, but I think we all should see this in print. Let's go to 1 John 3:14. This is something that's very familiar to all of us. And in 1 John 3:4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. So Jesus is talking about a spiritual condition of the hearts of men in the end times that affect all of mankind. And this time just precedes the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is a time where mankind will turn away from God and his ways. And the phrase, shall abound, shows how widespread this falling away from God is. So what is the consequence of all this? Well, the last half of the scripture says it says the love of many will grow cold. Now, the word love here is the Greek word agape. Now, agape in Greek is the most powerful form of love. And actually, there's three words for Greek that mean love. Excuse me, three English words. I'm sorry. There are three Greek words that mean love. It's all been translated into one word, love, in English. Last Sabbath, Mr. Luker read 1 John 4:8, and we won't turn there because he read that, but it says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And the love here is agape. It's that special word of love. It's a very powerful form of love. And I love that scripture because it tells you about love. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. And we're going to read some qualities that define what love is. Agape love. So in 1 Corinthians 13, let's begin reading in verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not prate itself. is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And let's go down to verse 13. And now abide in faith, in hope, and in love. And of these three, the greatest of these is love. Right in front of the pictures down here, I have a picture that's from the Wills household. We have it on our wall. And it describes what love is. And actually, it's most of 1 Corinthians 13 here, the things we just talked about. And I ask you that after services today, you come up and look at it. God's love is directed towards others. A love that is not directed inwards toward ourselves. Instead of growing in godly love, the love that is outward flowing, Jesus is talking about the love that grows cold. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3. In 2 Timothy 3, we'll read the consequences of love that grows cold, because love is turned away and is inwards towards ourselves instead of outward, as in godly love towards others. So let's read 2 Timothy 3 and verses 1 through 5. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. And here are some of the consequences of falling from the godly love, but love that goes inward. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. You know, another way that hearts grow cold is because of the deceitfulness of our own hearts, that the blessings that we enjoy were produced by our own work. When we fail to acknowledge that God is responsible for our blessings, we're in trouble. Let's read Luke 12, and we're going to verse 16. Luke 12. And we'll begin in verse 16. Now, this is a parable by Jesus, and as I read this, we're going to count the number of I's, okay? He spoke to a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful, and he thought within himself, 'What I shall do, since I have no room to store my crops.' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and where I will store all my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, you have my goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" Now, there were six I's in there. Also, there was five mice. "But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God.' Now, where's the love that this man had? Never once does he acknowledge God. With all his wealth, does it say that he tried to help out the needy? No, it doesn't. Now, this man did not have the outgoing power of love, but he had the love of power over himself and others. Today, as we talk about God's love, agape love, in our lives, this is one thing that we should be seeking with all our hearts. The world is growing closer to that time where it is abandoning God on a wider scale, and it's pretty obvious. I have here a plant. This is a calla lily. Now, calla lilies is very beautiful. I want to use this as a visual memory of agape love, of God's Spirit that God gives to us and that we should be giving to others. Now, this plant is very beautiful. It gives out beauty to other people, and it's enjoyment to have in your landscape. And I have some. I imagine that some of you do too, and I know you do. But what happens when our love grows cold? For the reasons that we have mentioned above in the scriptures. Well, a big change happens, doesn't it? I have here an example of calla lily that grew cold. It's not very appealing, is it? And that's exactly what happens to many in this world today. Their love is growing cold because they fail to recognize God. They fail to obey His laws and commandments. And they grow like this. Now, they themselves are not aware of this condition. So God has blinded their eyes, and they don't know. But you and I who have the Spirit of God, we do know. We do know. I'm going to set this plant right down here so I can talk here. So what about the love in our lives? Is it growing? Is it maturing? How can we hinder that? Well, we can hinder that by a lot of ways, can't we? We can stop our Bible study, prayer. Sometimes our prayers, at the end, you should ask yourself, how many times you said I before God, asking I want this, I want that. Instead of giving thanks to God and acknowledge others that, you know, they're in need too, and that God will watch out for them. So this plant that's wilted represents those who love has grown cold. It's something we should avoid. But remember this, that in the end times, it says that the love of many will grow cold. It doesn't say that it will die. God's Spirit, who is in us, is that remnant that the world has for love. Remember Elijah, who talked to God, and he said that he was the only one that had knew God and worshiped him and all of Israel. And what did God tell him? No, there are 7,000 others. You see, there's going to be a remnant in the end times. Times will get not very good, and love of many will grow cold. But God's remnant, and those who keep his Spirit, will grow. This plant down here that was wilted, this calla lily, it is not dead. And many peoples whose love have grown cold, they're not dead either. We all have the ability to be used by God to bring love to an individual, to bring them back. See, this plant here is dormant. And many people's love is dormant right now. We have the ability that God has instilled in us, His Spirit, the agape love, to help others who are in need, those others who have Spirit has grown cold. So while this plant may look very bad, there is still hope for this plant. It's only dormant right now. And we all have that potential of bringing other people back into the fold. So let's focus our attention on developing the love of God, agape love, through Bible study, prayers, fellowshipping with others here in the congregation. And I like to read Matthew 24:12 again. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But you and I who seek God, obey God, keep His commandments in love. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. May your fruit show the love to others to bring them out of a dormant state.